Blog Talk Radio.
I can't give up. I can't give up now. See, I've come to make me feel like
Thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit that's already here. The songwriter say you came too far to turn back right now. So, Lord, we just come to magnify your name today, to lift you up, Lord, to give you thanks, Lord. We really believe, Father God, in the house of God, that when praises go up, blessings come down. So we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Spirit, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, because if it had not been for you, where would we be, Lord? So we just ask you in advance, Lord, just to have your way, Lord. Bless us today, Lord, that we do your will, Lord. Bless us, Lord, that we start this race out, Father God, with your Spirit guiding us, Lord. That we come in with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and teach us, Lord, and guide us, Lord. That the songwriter said, I came too far. Turn back now. The race ain't given to the strong or the swift, nor to the battle, Lord. But the ones who endure, Lord, and we try to come, Lord, hold up this bloodstained banner day after day, Lord. Lord, some of us, Lord, we do it Monday through Friday. Some do it Monday through Sunday, Lord. So, Lord, we say, give strength to your servant, Lord. Did it do your will, Lord? Let they not lean not to their own understanding, Lord, but acknowledge you in all their ways, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, touch the sick and the sunny, Lord. The ones are going through right now, Father God, don't know what the next day going to bring, Lord. Even the day they are in right now, Lord. Lord, sometimes we just say we just deal with the hand you give us, Lord. But we learn, Lord, that, Father God, the hand you give us, Father God, that you'll never leave us, Lord. And you'll never forsake us, Lord. So heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit touch their heart. Let them know that the medicine that they're taking, Lord, that the healing comes from you, Lord. That we believe in you, Lord. Everything will be all right, Lord. We learn. Also as well, Lord, the ultimate healing is being with you, Lord. So, Lord, we ask if it be your will, Father God, touch us today, Lord. Touch our family, Lord. Touch our loved ones, everyone. By the sound of my voice, it's on right now, Lord. Let your heart beat with their heart, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for we come together and we come with peace and love, Lord. Not to hold you long, Lord, but this is to tell you we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. You've been so good, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, I thank God always for the Holy Spirit, man, that how he comes in, you know, our brothers and sisters, that we try to allow the Spirit to use us. But then I do know one thing about it, God is an orderly God. You know, he don't do nothing out of order, you know. Folks, they do God any kind of way. They come in when they want, they leave when they want. But boy, God is always there. He's always there, man. I just don't hope when we do things in life, we don't know God. God sees all things, my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. When we come on these platform and when we do, we try to expel all we can the love of God. Because that's what it's about. You know, when you get through with it, my brothers and sisters, it's going to take love. Love lifted us. Love woke us up this morning. There was nothing you did on myself. There's something on yesterday that was so great, he allowed us to be here today. He gave us a piece about something, my brothers. He told us one day, and we have to believe it, that God so loved the world. I'm going to take this home, brother. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Don't never take this thing for granted, man. That he gave him to us, man. That you and I to have everlasting life. If we believe, though. We won't perish if we believe. All we got to do is believe in the death and the burial and the resurrection. And then once you believe, my sisters and brothers, it turns to obedience. It turns to sacrifice. It turns to the time, let me go do a little something different today. I want to go see what they're saying over here on God's plan. I want to see what the brothers and sisters are coming together about. I heard this thing going around. I want to wake up in the morning just to see what they're talking about this morning. But one thing we learned, I love that songwriter. The songwriter said, Reverend and brothers and sisters, he said he came too far.
Yeah.
Came too far to turn around. You know what I'm talking about? He said he wanted to live and be in vain. You know, we talked about on yesterday, our brother Paul, you know, we talked about how God had intervened in his walk. You know, man, we talked about how God had called him and he put him in the light. You know what I'm talking about? And he put him in the light, my brother's Brother Dennis said he got something out of it. He said he put in the light and God told him to hold on to his hand and it took him down to Marcus. You know, I love that story, man. You know, so this is what the ministry is that. The ministry, we always say put your hand in the man's hand, but your heart in God's hand. And God will speak to your dream. God will speak to your, he will give confirmation on things he's put in your heart. And then you don't have to worry about it. If somebody come to you and they say, well, they heard this and said something, or God said something, I guarantee you God's going to let you know if it's right or not. He's not going to let us learn no fool. Amen. That's why I love, after Paul, can I do this here? After Paul, help me, Holy Spirit. After Paul, can I do it again? After Paul. After he was baptized, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what the scripture said. I'm going to bag up a little bit. I'm going to see if y'all know what I meant. And immediately, there fell from his eyes, and it has been scaled, and he received sight for wit, and arose, and he was baptized.
That's right.
I wanted to start there because I wanted to get a recap, if you don't mind. You know what I'm talking about? Bob said, After he came to, and God had blessed him, after the man of God had touched his eyes, he said what happened immediately, his eyes had gained sight, like he had scales on it that he couldn't see, and then when he received the sight, he's not like a lot of us. He said, "I want to be baptized," because he heard about the story. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why in the light? He hears about the story. Somebody said, "Well, yeah, brother. I'm in Acts 9:9-18. Acts 9:18. But I want to keep on going with that lesson, if y'all don't mind. I thought about how immediately it fell from his eyes and it has been scales, and he received the sight for within and arose, brother down, sisters and brothers. And was baptized. We teach it, man. This is the things God told us to do when we go out. Before he gave him that great commission, my brother, over in Matthew, I have to go back to it because it's one of the callings for one of us to do what we call. It's a commission he gave my brothers, if y'all don't mind. He gave us a commission. And that commission is, sometimes I think we fall short in the church with it. He said, before he gave it to him, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And then this is what he said, my brother. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. He said, and teach all nations. And the reason why I say that, because he said, somebody asked him, when he's coming back. When you think he's going to come back? He said, until it reach all nations. Yeah, you're going to see rumors of wars. Mothers get daughters. Fathers get sons. You know, you're going to see the dive of storms, and you don't know where they're coming from. Earthquake, it ain't never been in Texas, but now they have an earthquake. But he said, but that's not the end. He said, until it reach all nation. That's why he told them, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them. Watch me now. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Why we repeat things like we do? Because I'm going to tell you something. Some things people have been struggling with about the baptism. They feel like when you get baptized, you know, all the party go away. You can't go have fun. You can't go have all. Oh, it's going to be a boring life. But let me tell you something. Whoever told you that's a lie. Because he said, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, Reverend Henry, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You need some reassurance, because when you're out there teaching and preaching God's word, when you're out there witnessing, I want you to know I'm going to be with you. The words I'm going to give you, everybody's not going to be receptive. Yeah, they're not, God. Oh, you sound so good. Oh, you did so. There's going to be some people saying, man, I could have did that. I could have said that. Instead of getting in and praising Brother Randy, instead of getting in and lifting him up. The reason why I'm taking my time there is because God told me to go make that baptism. Because when you've been baptized, my brothers and my sisters, there's a thing that people, I don't know if every church teach it. I really don't. I don't know if they really teach it, Reverend Henry. I just can't assume it's been taught. But in Romans, it tells us about the baptism. Yeah, if you don't mind. Romans tells us, he said in Romans 6:3, he said, know ye not that so many of us were baptized in Jesus Christ and were baptized in his death. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me do this one more time. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized in Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. It's symbolized. Now watch how it symbolizes his death. He said, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ, we said, like Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And that's the part people struggle with, my brother. I know this ain't gonna stay long with you, but let me try to present it what God gave to me. Don't you know? That's why a lot of people today that know to do right, and they hear this kind of teaching and preaching, what they say, oh, well, I'm not ready yet. Then none of us ready. But it's a process. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's a process. Yeah. You don't get this thing overnight. When you come to Jesus and you think you're finna get this overnight, somebody lied to you. I'm finna tell you something. It takes time to get in this word. It takes time for God to train you and tame you. He didn't give the disciples and turn them to apostles so he called them. He prepared them for this thing. He prepared them to walk and teach and preach his word. That's what he does when you get baptized. So when you get baptized, watch this. Stay with me. He said, it's like what you're doing. You're going in the ground like he went in the grave. That's what the book just said. And look what it said. He said, as you raise out that grave, he said, that's what you're doing, like when Jesus died and he rose. And look what he did. He came out as a new man. You know, I know him right about it. I know about it. Because he was so new, they didn't know who he was. Help me, Holy Spirit. They didn't know who he was. Well, you say you're going to talk about Paul, but I got to get you to know who he's talking about. Who changed him? When he was said, why? He said, Saul, so why not persecuting thee? That's what he said in the book. He said, why not kick against the prick? Because he said, in that latter part, he said, so we also should walk in the newness of him. For if we have been planted together in likeness in his death, we should be also in his likeness of his resurrection. Know this, my brothers and sisters. Watch this now. I'm in verse 6 in Romans. Look what it says. Know this. that our old man is crucified with him,
mm-hmm.
that the body of sin may destroy that, and henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we should what? Also live with him. I know it's a hard saying.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that Christ is being raised from the dead. I know this. He said
mm-hmm.
he died no more. My brothers, let me do it again. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead. Raised from the dead. He died no more, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. That's
death
right.
Have no more dominion over him. For in him, look at that, he died. And he died unto sin once. But in that he lived unto God.
Yeah.
I love this part. Can I read it again? He said, for in that he died unto sin once. But in that he lived, and he lived unto God. What kind of ministry are we doing today? What kind are we doing today? What are we doing today? We're doing it with the end time. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We're dealing with the end time.
Yeah.
We're trying to warn you about the coming of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to warn you to live and stay connected to that vine. You are
mm-hmm.
that branch. See, right now we're trying to prune you a little bit. Help me, Holy Spirit, to see God in a spiritual sense.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. I know it. You know it. Some of you pray for me when I say this. And maybe you might want to hear somebody a different day. But I'm going to tell you something. Listen to the Holy Ghost right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do know that we wrestle in this flesh. I do know that there's some things we're not going to understand, Brother Dare and Reverend, until we see God's faith.
Mm-hmm.
Until we see God's faith. Keep your faith. Sin should have no reign in you. That's why people don't want to get baptized. That's why people don't really want to follow Christ, because they think it's a do's and don'ts in it. Now, once you really have fallen in love with Christ, okay, my old spirit, once you fall in love with Christ, you don't remain the same no more. It is impossible, Brother Randy. It is impossible, Brother Dale. It's impossible to be on getting this connection with the Holy Spirit like we do all often, some of us every day, and don't change.
Yeah.
See, what happened is once you say, man, why you supposed to be talking about something else? But let me stay here for a minute. Once you have encountered the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
and you say you're a teacher, and you say you're a preacher, watch this here, and you say you're a child of God. I didn't miss nobody. Mm-hmm. Did I miss anybody yet? and you somewhere and you've been convicted of doing a sin thing, let me tell you something. Don't let that hold you down. You repent. You do a 180 from that. And you ask God for forgiveness. You ask God for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I've sinned. I sinned against you, Lord. And maybe you sin against someone else. And let me tell you something. When you do this, go to that person that you sin against and ask them forgiveness. He told one man one day, he tried to bring something to the altar, my sisters and brothers. He told them. He said, you leave your gift at the altar and go back to that person. That's what we got a problem with. Go to that person and ask that person for forgiveness. Then I will hear your prayer. Then I will hear your prayer. So if you want God to answer your prayer, if you want God to help you, now watch this here. Now this might sound crazy. When I say answer your prayer, I'm not talking about no house. I'm not talking about no car. I'm not talking about no job. I'm talking about worshiping with him. But what I'm saying, Brother Randy? What is he saying now, man?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, God, this is what he tells us to do, Brother Randy. He told us to do this, and it's in his book, man. He said, but seek ye. Can I do this again?
First.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Then he didn't leave there in his righteousness. And all these things should be added unto you. So don't worry about the tangible blessings and miracles and all these miracles you want God to do in your life. You know what you need to do? You need to get a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, once you get that relationship with him, then you can understand death a little better. Oh, help me. Mm-hmm. Then you can understand he mm-hmm. said he's not going to die no more. He said he took death and took the sting out of death, if you don't mind. He took it out of death. Death has no power to turn to God no more. It don't have it no more. He took it away. We got access now to do things different now, my brothers and sisters. That he took the sting out of death. You understand what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
He took that sting out of death. He even asked a question one day, if y'all don't mind. Did he ask a question one day, brothers and sisters? Over there, over there? He asked a question one day. Can I go to that 1 second just to see what question he had? He said, oh, death, where is thou sting?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the book,
yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to have numbers here because I know what my world is. See, when you and me and brothers and sisters be on here giggling a little bit, we know why we're worried here. So that's why we start laughing, because he said, oh, death,
mm-hmm.
where is thou, oh, grave, where is thou victory? He said, the
mm-hmm.
strength of death is sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the strength of sin is the law. But watch this here. But thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said, what year?
Yes,
I'm in 1 Corinthians 15:55.
Right.
Yes, sir. And I'm down. Look, let me do it again since I just told you the scripture. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody needs some strength. Be ye steadfast. Come on, do it again. Be ye steadfast, unremovable, always abide. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in the works of the Lord. He didn't say sometimes. Let me do it again. That's what he said? Let me read it again. Maybe my Bible be different. I hope somebody where I'm at. I'm in 1 Corinthians 15, and now I'm all the way down to 58. And it said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unremovable, always abide in the works of the Lord. So that's the part we have a problem with. That's why we try to do this, what we do on the platform that we call ministry. That God says, but we try not to be moved. We try to do this and abide with him in the works. But look what he said, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the labor. Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And I want for three of y'all to answer this, and you can answer this all at the same time. Are you a laborer?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Let me do it again. Are you a laborer? Maybe you ain't hit the one button, but you can answer this. And you and God know.
Oh,
if you're a laborer, are you laboring then?
Nah.
He said, not in vain. See, he took the sting away from death. You know, we shouldn't fear death, like the man said. He said, if you read earlier in that thing, chapter, he said, what we should do, we should take out more and put mortality on. We should take out corrupted and put incorruption on. See, these things mean that when you put on the body in the spirit, it doesn't die anymore. But if you stay in this old body, it's going to corrode. It's going to rust. Some of us probably used to run pretty good. We can't jog 4 blocks now. You know what I'm talking about? Some of us probably used to jump in. We're not touching it, Brother Randy. Now we got to get a ladder. You know what I'm talking about? Now we got to think about it. Draw up a plan. You know what I'm talking about? some of us didn't need glasses, now we wear glasses, you know. Some of us had black hair. Now it's a little white there now. Come on, man. Things of life is getting shorter and shorter. Now watch this. I'm
going
to get back in. I'm back over here now. I did all that to tell you because baptism is essential. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is essential. It's not non-essential. It is essential. We have to do this. And don't let nobody fool you.
Yeah.
And Jesus would never told his disciples to do this. He made it because you don't hear it no more. Because you don't hear people talking about it no more. That don't mean he didn't write it in the book. He told them what to go. He said, go ye therefore, teach all nations to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and haven't changed in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know it's a hard saying. Trust me, I know it's a hard saying. I know it is. I know it is. Maybe you ain't been taught that way. But I just read it out the book. Because we ain't no, so they don't teach it, don't mean they ain't in the book. Help
That's
me,
right.
The day we not
That's
eating
right.
candy. Watch this here. The day we not eating candy. Nigga, with a,
no.
Look what it did. I'm going to run now. I'm almost through. Yeah, y'all believe, he say he almost through. Let's see. Look at here. I'm going to back over and ask over here. And I'm going to do this again. 9 and 19. And when he had received the meat, oh, help me, he was strengthened. And then was Saul, look at here, certain days with the disciples, which was at Damascus, and straightway he preached. Now watch when that happened. And Christ in the synagogue, that they, look at it, that he and the Son of God, but all that heard him was amazed and said, is this not, this is, look at it, he that the destroyed them was called on the name of Jerusalem? Look what he said. And came thither and for the intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest. Is this the same person?
Yeah.
We're gonna get. I'm gonna get off. I never read this stuff today, but I'm gonna lead in something, and then I'm gonna cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
It was man, because he was preaching Jesus Christ, and he said, "Is this the same person? Are you sure we listening to it? The same person? You know why it was so amazing? Because he was what he did prior in his lifetime." No, people look at your lifestyle, right? Remember I tell y'all, Brother Randy, sister, you don't want, let nobody give your past. Don't let nobody hold you in your past. If you've been delivered, you've been set free, you walk into the newness. That's what happened to Paul. He, after being baptized, he didn't do like most. He wanted to start preaching. So he started preaching Jesus Christ. What is good news? Good tidings. You're talking about the death, burial, and resurrection. He told them about, and they was amazed about it because they heard him before. But he said, this is the same person. Look what he said. But Saul increased more in strength. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm right about it. And confound Jews which dwelt in Damascus and proved that this is the very Christ. The more they were resisting, the more he preached, the harder he was telling them. And let me tell you something. Preaching, don't get it twisted. Preaching is a divine persuasion. You are persuading someone to believe in what you're saying, right? So you're telling them, he's telling them about Jesus Christ. Watch this here. And he was teaching them, some could get past his past. My brothers and sisters, they hung on his path. They just couldn't believe this man was a changed man. Don't hear me, Holy Spirit. I love this boy. You know why? Because we can all get on board, my sisters and brothers, and get in and learn something. This is what he's saying. He said he increased more in strength. Somebody told me, know what I'm talking about. And confined the Jews who dwelt in Damascus and proved that he was very close to the Christ. And after that, many days of long, y'all, it was for fear the Jews took counsel to kill him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Tell me what somebody will do when you're trying to serve the Lord. We got it free now. We got it free now. We ain't got to worry about nobody killing us because we talk about Jesus Christ. But what they do now, my brothers and sisters, they don't kill us physically. They kill us what? Our character. Assassinate our character. They try to turn down and say, you ain't this, you ain't that. But let me tell you something. One thing, but we give them too much to work with. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We give them too much to work with. Mm-hmm. And so when we give them too much to work with, let me tell you something. Don't get mad at them. If you gave them something to work with, repent. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Don't be a stumbling block for nobody. Repent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't be that stumbling block. Repent. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And when you repent, that don't mean you just go back and do it again. That means you can ask God for what he delivered you from, because you need a deliverance. What he delivered you from, fulfill that void. In that void, you need the Holy Ghost to help you. The Holy Ghost will teach you all things. The Holy Ghost will bring things back to remembrance to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What I mean about that, he will bring it back to remembrance of things you read on years ago by his word.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you get before man, you ain't got nothing in front of you. Watch this here. You could be in the pulpit preaching, got your lesson together, and he turned you some way up. Look what he just did when we started walking the word. We went from baptism, and we went to trying to tell you to knit this thing together. Oh, he said, he over here,
mm-hmm.
he over there. We're trying to knit it together so you can understand it's not going to be my words. It's going to be the Bible. That's what we're supposed
mm-hmm.
to teach the people. The Bible, Jesus said it is written. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, because he was just like Saul, when he, but one thing about it, he ate meat. You know what he told him? He said, but he told the devil. You know what he tells the devil? Can I say it? Please let me say it. Please let me say it.
Go ahead.
Can I say it?
Go ahead, man.
Okay, let me go and say it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, he told me, look at this rock and make it out of bread. He said, man, don't live by what? Bread alone. When the last time you ate the word? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When the last time you got the word? You understand me? This is what he's talking about. Now he didn't came to a point, and many days that went by. Now they didn't hear him preach. Now they seek to kill him, my brothers and sisters, because he was preaching the coming of Christ. Now this coming is going to be different the first time. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to be different.
Yeah.
He came so meek and lowly. He came through what? He was so humble when he came through. He's not coming through this the second time like this. The second time, it's not going to be like that. He's going to have vengeance on him the second time. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You better get on board. Now, watch this here, my baby. He said, but they lay away. It was knowing of Saul, and they watched the gates, look, said day and night to kill him. Look what they did. See, they were plotting. They were sitting there, my brothers and sisters, waiting, because they knew he got to leave. And we're going to get you. We're going to get you. Now, you done flipped the script. You done flipped the script now. Now you want to tell us about Jesus. We're going to kill you now. What they were saying. So they waited there. But look what the disciple did. Then the disciple took him by night. And let him down over here. Somebody been by around the scripture. Down by the wall basket.
Yeah.
He was the first. Watch this here. He was the first James Bond. You know.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, man. They load him down. You escape from him. You know what I'm talking about. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Look what he did, man.
Yeah.
He got rescued. He got rescued because they knew if he would have went after that gate, they was going to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But all things he had done prior for his little, what we're talking about, his conversion. You know what I'm talking about? See, well, that's why I like that. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can I go give him a scripture, y'all? Please tell me. Can I go get it? Let me go give him a scripture.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come right there. Just pause there for a minute. Luke, over here. Luke 22 and 31.
Oh,
and the Lord said. In the Lord said. That's what the Lord did to him. Hey, Brother Randy, have the Lord in the Lord said. Sign. Watch this here. Randy. Watch this here. There. Watch this here. Brother Reverend Henry, you know what he said? Behold, Satan has desire to have you. As we. But look what he said. Let me tell you something. Why he trying to do this? I pray for thee that your faith faileth not. But that's what I love about this, Brother Randy, and my sisters and brothers. He said, thou art converted. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when he does it, you don't have to worry about it. He said, thou art converted. But then when he gave him a task, though, he ain't like, see, Brother Randy, and Reverend him, y'all been around that old John a little bit. He said, but he wants to be fruitful. You know what I'm saying? So what he did, he said, straighten the brother. Straighten the brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul did. He was trying to straighten the brother, but they weren't trying to hear because his prior lifestyle. You know, to my somebody still worrying about what you did 4 or 5 years ago. They don't know you already repent. They steady bringing it up in your face. Because what? Because we left a bad taste in their mouth. But let me tell you, if we're a child of God, if someone comes to you and they repent and you feel it, you know, stop being that fruit inspector. You know what you need to do is pray for that person and give in God him or her to be a better Christian. Watch this here. They lowered him down, right? And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he assessed to join. Look at that, join himself to the disciples. I love this boy. But they were all afraid of him. They was all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. You know it was hard. Y'all remember earlier last week? I mean, yesterday, Ananias said, are you sure, God?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to go to him? He's the same one.
Yeah.
He used to take people to the high priest. You mean you want me to go to him? And then God said, he's dreaming about you right now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I get the book?
Mm-hmm.
He's dreaming about you right
mm-hmm.
now. He's dreaming
That's
about you
right
going to come pray for him. He's going to come pray for him. He is dreaming of you right now. So when you go to him, he's going to know it came from the Lord. I know him right now.
Amen. That's right.
He said, you're going to know it came from the Lord. That's why I know. But, man, you know, that's why he was so strong of a preacher, man, and ambassador for Christ, because his last, he had some wounds. Now, look what Lord gave me. Trust me. It's not verbatim what the scripture is saying. This is my revealing what I feel like I got the scripture right. That when he had this thorn in his side, and he asked God to remove it. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that scripture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He asked God to remove that thorn in his side, and God said, "My grace and mercy is sufficient." You know what I'm talking about?
He said,
even when you're weak, you're strong.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave me something just then when I mentioned his name. You know what God gave me just then? See, they never said what was buffing him. They never said what was pricking him, brother. Man. But look what God gave me. Now, you don't have to wear this now. This is what I feel like God gave to me in the beginning. Just now, I'm telling you what he just gave. Watch what he did, brother. Man. This is what happened to him. He was so humble, and all the wrong he did, he could never let go his past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here goes Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it always came up to him. It always came back to him. It was buffing him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what the Holy Spirit just did there.
Right.
Somebody know the story.
All right.
It was buffing him. And it kept busting.
Right.
And it kept busting
mm-hmm.
him. And he asked God to remove it because, this mean that? Because the scripture don't say it like that. And it kept busting him. But what God did, he said, my grace and mercy is sufficient. He said, even when you're weak, you're strong. See, can you imagine look what happened right now? My sisters and brothers, look what happened right now. They didn't believe in him. Disciples were right beside him. See him preaching. See him get stronger and stronger preaching the word, and they was afraid of him because of his former lifestyle. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Is that in the book, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Because of his former lifestyle, they were scared of him, man. They was like, no, he ain't going to trick us.
Look
what the book just said. Verse 26.
Holy
and when Saul was coming, he assessed to join himself to the disciples. Okay. But they were all afraid of him, Brother Randy, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas, there got to be somebody to help us now. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. and declare unto them how he had seen the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in thy way.
Yeah.
And that he had spoke to him and how he preached the bowl of the markers in the name of Jesus. Man, let me tell you.
Yes, yes.
But when God is in you, he's going to get a witness. Oh, better believe me. He's going to get a witness. He's going to get somebody to come in and testify with you and say, man, I was there when Reverend Gary, I was there when Brother Dan, I was there when Brother D, I was there when but do you know their pants, though? Do you know their pants? I was there, man. I was there when he preached that word. I was there when he talked. But don't you know their pants? I was there. See, he was a trustworthy man, Barnabas. That's why he had to help Paul to start his ministry. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can I make it more plain? You don't have to fight. Watch this here. This ain't gonna work. You don't have to fight for your right, because when you are in the Christ, see, the truth don't mean no. See, a lie do. Oh, help me. He said he was there. I like that latter part of that 27, and how he had preached bold at the martyrs in the name of Jesus, and he was with them that coming in and going out of Jerusalem, and he spoke boldly in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of the Lord, and he disputed against the Grecians, but they were about to slay him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because they were so messed up, man. He was preaching, he was preaching, and instead of them hearing God, they could only thing they could hear Reverend Henry was his past, man. In his past, and they wouldn't let go his past. You are the same Saul that took us, the believers of Jesus Christ, to be killed. Now you hear telling me you believe in him, and then Barnabas said, "No, brother, back up." You know what I'm saying? That's what we're supposed to do for one another. For someone running us down, somebody just running us down. No, my brother, no. I know that brother's trying to do right. No. Yeah, he made some mistakes. Yeah, he messed up, but he repented. He was in the sight of the Lord. I'm in the book, he said he was in the sight of the Lord. Man, it's a change come by. You never hear about nothing, but he never mentioned his past. He was talking about who? Jesus Christ. Man, when you preaching and teaching the word of God, that's what it's supposed to be about. You're supposed to let the people hear God, feel God. The Bible tells us now. Last time I read it now, and I've just carefully to look at it, it's been a while since I read it over there. Hey, when last time y'all read John over there, 1 John?
Mm-hmm.
When last time y'all read 1
John? In the
John?
Beginning.
He said, beloved, read not every spirit.
Yeah.
That's what he said. But try the spirits where they are of God. Because there are many false prophets are gone out into the world. He said, everybody knowing the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus coming is in the flesh is not of God. Oh, help me, Spirit. This is that spirit of an antichrist. Wherefore, you have heard that if you should come, even now, already in this world, I know I'm right about it. So when Paul was preaching, can I get there?
Yes.
Out of all the people was there, he had touched somebody's heart, and it was Barnabas. He touched his heart, man, and he said, "Man, I heard him speak boldly. He was in Damascus preaching Jesus." Let me tell you about something. Well, when someone is speaking from their heart, from Jesus Christ, you best believe it. He don't need no support. You know why? If you die in Christ, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, that's what they did back then. They were different from us today, sisters and brothers. They died in Christ. They literally got killed for calling on the name of Jesus Christ. Now we got it freely in there. We got songwriters singing in there. You know, we got people writing songs and getting millions of dollars off it now. We got people got harmonics, they got very good voice, and you can't make them sing. You know, you don't help me, Holy Spirit. You got preachers. You can't. They won't come unless you pay them. You know, I'm just calling like I see it. you got churches won't let you come in if you smell like marijuana. You know, come on, man. you smell like alcohol. They don't want you coming in because you're going to fifth up the temple. But let me tell you something. Jesus come for the lost. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
How many of you feel like I feel? I was so glad that God didn't give up on me.
That's right.
Man would give up on you. I'm not trying to appreciate you. I'm just trying to tell you this here. You can serve God as much as you want to. And some of you probably do it. You just cut them off, pick them up. Cut them all. But boy, we read something earlier, that we should do this thing all day. We was in Roman,
right?
You're a new man now.
That's right.
You should serve sin. Sin should hurt your heart, man. Oh, here, I'm trying to get in the book. But sin should hurt you from the bottom of your heart. Then when you're doing that, because you know too much now. You know entirely too much. Envy should not be in our heart. Lust should not be in our heart. Now watch this here. Everybody gonna say amen on this here. That lifestyle, the ultimate lifestyle, man and man and woman and woman. We quick to tear them down. Oh, we quick. I know it. But liars in there too. Murderers in there too. We let all of them sit in church like it ain't nothing. God said, you broke one sin, you broke them all. The Bible said, no, none of us is not righteous for God. So we all need help. Help me. So let them come. Preach the word. Teach the word. And I guarantee you, the Spirit of God, they got to go. Help me, Holy Spirit. You ain't got to force them out there.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God, or they will go. If the preaching is preaching right, if the preacher is teaching right, if you're praising right, they're going to leave. Oh, I know right about it. Yeah, because there's a power in the Holy Ghost. See, the liar can't stand it in terror in God's sight. A thief can't tarry in God's sight. A whoremonger can't stand in God's sight. Watch this here. The man with a filthy mouth can't stand in God's sight. You cannot have a filthy mouth and praise God with one lip. That's what he said. He said that's like a double-minded person. Unstable and all this. I know I'm in the book. He said you have to bridle that tongue. You got to ask God to help you with it. Oh, help me. That's what happened to Paul. Because he'd been converted, and people don't want to believe in him right now. But Barnabas is helping. I'm trying to get in the book, y'all. Tell me when I got out of the book. Let me read this again. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostle and declared unto him how he had seen the Lord in that way, and that he had spoke to him, and how he had preached, I'm almost through, y'all, boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, coming in and going out in Jerusalem, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecian. That's what he said. But they went about to slay him, which when they were brethren, knew that they brought him down to Caesarea and set him in front of Tarsus. And look what he said. Then they had the church rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaritan and were edified. Look what he said. And walked in the fear of the Lord. Oh, I love this poem. And look what he did. And confronted him of the Holy Ghost with word multiplied. Oh, man. Oh, if you just get with me for a minute, Paul had a journey. The sum of which we had. God changed this young man to do his will. And Saul, eventually, name going to change to Paul. But right now, he's still Saul. And people thinking right now, he is Saul. But, man, he was preaching God more and more. He was going in and out of Jerusalem, preaching God's word, changing it, and talking about our Savior who died on the cross. Remember he raised the question, oh, death, where is thou sting? Oh, yeah, where is it at? He said, I get the victory now. I took it away. When I went to Calvary, he said, if my name be lifted on earth, I will draw all man unto me. I don't know about you. I feel close to him now because I do know he's coming. He's coming for a church without a spot. I wouldn't leave. I'm through, y'all. Yeah, you know, we might regret this a little later, but I'm going to tell you something. Don't get confused of your latter life. I've learned in the scripture, I've learned, Reverend Henry, in the scripture, that God said our beginning, our ending would be better than our beginning. Oh, I know in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
our
right.
Our beginning, right? Our beginning. But our ending will be better than our beginning.
When we
get that in our heart. You think? Look what I said. Look at here. I just want to get it because it's in the book. Can I read a little bit of it? Okay, thank you. It's an ecclesiastic. Because I want you to understand about the past. I want you to understand about your past. That's what it is, a past. Yeah. Let me tell you what your past is. I'm going to read a few scriptures, then I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to start with verse 1. Ecclesiastic, chapter 7. Now, you know why I'm taking my time with this here? Because I know people probably never been to that book, or maybe they never heard of it, but I'm going to give you one more time. He said, Ecclesiastic, chapter 7, because I want you to hear some good stuff, then I'm out of here. Ecclesiastic, chapter 7, verse 1, a good name is better than a precious armor in a day of death. Than a day of one birth. You hear that? One birth. That's why we should rejoice. We should rejoice when, not when they're coming in, but when they're going out. We rejoice all the way around. Help me over there. I know I just had a little one come in the other day. You know, he just took up my soul. But anyway, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men. And the living of living and willing into his heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. So he says, sorrow is better than laughter. Oh, help, well, I'm staying with me now. For the sadness of the conscience of the heart is made better.
That's right.
The heart of the wise is in the house of a moment. But the heart of a fool is the house of a myrrh. It is better to hear rebuke of the wise. Than for a man to hear a song of a fool. Watch this now. It is better to hear a rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of a fool. Watch this here. It is better. Now hear me good now. To hear rebuke of the wise. So don't, when you get someone counseling you and someone's helping you, man, don't put the fence up so quick. You don't know me. You don't know me. Now, pray about it. Because God said, be aware of a stranger. You might be entertaining an angel. I'm in the book, y'all. Be aware of the people you might come across. You might be entertaining an angel of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He said that. He said, for as the crackling of a thorn of a pot, so is a laughter of a fool. This is also his vanity. I'm getting home, y'all. He says, surely oppression makes a wise man mad, and a gift destroys the heart. But watch this here. I'm getting to my home. I'm getting to my help here. I'm in my help right now, right here. Better is the end of pain than the beginning thereof. Look what he says. And the patience in the spirit is better than the pride in the spirit. Let me do it again. Better is the end of the thing than the beginning thereof. And patience in the spirit is better than the pride in spirit. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, you might have started this thing all wrong. And most of us did. You know, some of us, you know, grew up in Christian family homes, and we strayed away. You hear what I said? We strayed away. But that's why we have to train our loved ones, our little babies, while they're yet young. They do stray away. They'll find somewhere down the line, they'll find somewhere that they can come back. Because if you put a seed there, they'll be back if they fell away. You better believe it. You know what I'm talking about? And only they don't come back if they stay in it and don't hear the voice.
Yeah.
Of that counselor of the wise. But I've learned you can start all wrong, right? But you can end up better. I know I messed up, was tore up from the floor up, but God turned it around. He turned it around. I'm going to read these last two scriptures. Be not hastened to the spirit to be angry, but anger in the bosom of the fool. Can I read it again? Be not hasty to spirit to be angry, but angry rest in the bosom of a fool. That's what he said, right? He said, say not thou, what is that called their former days were better than these, for thou doest the inquire wisely concerning this. That's why we have to hold on. Paul had a struggle right there. I'm through with that, brothers. Paul had a struggle with that. He had a struggle with his new man. Man concepted his lifestyle in him because he had changed. And God had lifted him up. Now he's preaching and teaching his word. And man can understand. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can I do something when I say this here? Once I get connected to the vine, and once I get connected to the vine and I get somewhere where they're teaching and preaching the uncompromising gospel. Man, I love it so much. Sometimes you just want to hear a testify of whoever's teaching and preaching to you that you know they had a story. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. they've been convicted of something. You know what I'm talking about. They've been around and they've been wounded a little bit. And some of the wounds they're still fresh. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But God used it and said, go, hey, in kingdom building, you're going to get wounded sometime. But when you get on this side, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It ain't how you fall. It's how you get up. Paul got up. We know him as Paul, but it's all he saw right now. But he got up and he preached God's word. I know him right about it. And he preached God's word so much that it was so hard for the people because he was trying to persuade them. The harder he was preaching them to kill for calling on the name, he used that same strength. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can you help me, Holy Spirit, to use to turn people back to God? So it was some people there because it had to be somebody to believe in them because they lowered them down. They were bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It had to be somebody to believe if it went this other way, they was going to kill him. Then he got to the disciples.
Yeah.
Apostles, and what happened? He had a witness. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. He had a witness.
Yeah.
He had somebody say, I heard that man preaching about Jesus Christ. I heard that man, and he preached hard. He didn't do it. The Bible said he did it going in and coming out. Oh, I know him right about it. He did it coming in and going out. So I'll tell you today, if it was something said today, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you want to come on board? I'm talking to a believer right now. A believer like Saul was changed and walked in the ways of the Lord after he was in the light. And trust me, everybody not going to receive you. You see what I'm talking about? But I've learned some one thing about it. That don't mean you stop spreading this word. That don't mean you stop lifting this name up. Because one thing about it, I might can reach four people. Reverend Henry might can reach 50 million. Brother Dale might reach 10,000. But I've learned in my book, this is my short time of looking at this book. I'm a young man. This is my short time looking at it. Here's what I see. The Bible reads like that. He said, every angel in heaven rejoices when a sinner
gets
converted. So that's what it's about. Don't worry about the numbers. Don't worry about who all. But if God bless you with that, that's grand. But don't lift it up like God. That you know God. That's on where God's there. But I'm gonna tell you something. I really believe that. Don't put God in no box. You know, God does great things outside the box. He does great things outside the box.
Thank you.
Oh, he does great things outside the box. He does so great things out of the box. You know what he did? He woke us up this morning. Somebody said, I want to get on today. I wanted to stay on. I wanted to hear what the brothers and sisters were saying over here. I'm going to tell you something. Here later, I'm just going to say it again. Like I'm doing a lot right now, but let me tell you something. Only God knows why this is going on. But let me tell you, just stay with us and keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. Come to Jesus. Repent. I'm going to do this. If you haven't been baptized, get baptized. Don't worry about you when you go in the water, you know, you might have them. I'm gonna tell you something. Prophet, that you get around somebody spiritual can pray with you and tell you why you're doing it and what the sacrifice you are doing. And trust me, no one went in that water and trust me is walking the same when he first came out. It's a process. Sometimes it takes some of us get right on it. Some of us do. And some it takes a little time, man. And then if you do make a mistake, don't worry about that. Get on up. And ask God to strengthen you where you're weak at. Oh, he's that kind of God. Come to Jesus today. Yeah, where it might be baptism. Maybe you want to get back in fellowship with it again. Come to Jesus. Maybe you might be struggling with the old curse of the world. Come to Jesus. It's going to be a time, I'm telling you, some of y'all have been listening to this word, it's going to be a time God going to hold you accountable for what you know. He going to hold you accountable. And I really believe that scripture says, don't run it in vain. Don't do your labor in vain. Don't walk this walk and bust hell wide open because you've been playing with the world and God. Because one thing about it, he said you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. So come to Jesus. Come to him, church. Come to him. Come to him just as you are. Don't even worry about it. Don't even try to put no makeup on. Don't try to put no cologne on. Yeah. You smell like weed? Yeah. Come on in there. You smell like a fifth of gin? Yeah. Come on in here. You smell like a whoremonger? Come on in here. You smell like a liar? Come on in. You got that ultimate lifestyle? Come on in here. Come on in here. Let God fix you. You can't fix yourself. We can't fix ourselves. But we can love one another. We can comfort one another with these words. Oh, I know I'm right about it. We can comfort one another in these words. What are these words? Put your hand in the master's hand and don't let go.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, don't let go. Keep it there. And I guarantee you, be like new money one day. They ain't gonna know her. They gonna do like they did Jesus. They didn't know Jesus was with them when he was walking with them for 3 days. Didn't know it was Jesus. Hey, when the change comes, there's something different. So I tell y'all this, man. Y'all pray for my strength and love, man. That God keep giving me strength, man. And our brothers and sisters, they'll be coming out and do what we do, you know. I'm not a, sometimes I can get kind of emotional and radical, but a lot of times I want me to express the word so everybody can understand, even me, myself. I'm an old wretched man, but God has changed me to be a servant for him first. And I know right about it. I try this thing. I try it every day. I know it's a day-to-day thing. And I know we got to pray for one another. So keep us in prayer. Lift up the show. Lift up the ministry of God. Anybody trying to do God's word, if you want to change, you're at the right place, we'll pray for you. Hit the one
praise
button.
Praise the Lord. Praise
we'll
the
pray
Lord.
For you. You need a deliverance? Hit the one button. We'll pray for you. You don't have to tell us what you want. Just hit that one button. We'll walk with you with it. We'll pray with you with it. And let me tell you something. I wouldn't leave if I got something on my mind, in my heart, that I need to give out to the Lord. I wouldn't leave. I don't care who on this line. I wouldn't leave to say, Lord, I need your help. Ask God for help. Where he's at? Look what happened when Paul was there. Barnabas felt the Spirit, man. He felt this. Quit denying the Spirit because you hear coming from a seven messenger. Hear the message and put it in your heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And let the Holy Spirit help you along the way. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's here. I heard the old song right a while ago, I can't give up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give up.
Mm-hmm.
To turn around.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he
mm-hmm.
said, isn't it? He said, my living might be in vain. That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. I came too far.
Mm-hmm,
I won't give up. That's Paul, when he got that experience with the Lord. Remember I told you about my little 5-9 thought was something he was thinking about that was buffing him, that was holding us down like it was, because he was worrying about his past. It kept coming back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the devil was... You had to watch out. The devil will show you something. You ain't nothing. You're a cusser.
Mm-hmm.
You're a liar. You're a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember when you did this? You know, man, you were buying that spirit in the name of Jesus. He said, "No, I am
mm-hmm.
a bad person. Yes, I fall short, but Lord, here, give me strength right now to rebuke
mm-hmm.
this spirit. You know, in the name of Jesus, you go back to that pit where you come from." Oh, yeah, it's going to come a time. God going to lock him up.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting him run right now. Oh, he's letting him run now right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've been around Revelation. You've been around Revelation
over
there. Chapter 12, you've been around it. He said he is accusing the brothers day and night.
Yes,
yes, sir. He's accusing us before God right now.
Mm-hmm.
As we speak, he's accusing us. But look what Jesus did. He said, but they overcome. Oh, yeah, before we speak.
Mm-hmm.
By the blood, that's the blood. What he had done for you, what God had done for you,
mm-hmm.
just in this hour, just in this hour, repent.
Yeah, that's it.
Repent.
Yeah.
In this hour, just repent. And repentance
means
again, you have to stop. You have to stop.
That's it.
Put your hand in the master's hand and ask him whatever you're weak in, them temptations, them trials. And let him give you strength, Lord, so I can not fall into the trap anymore. God is able.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do it.
Yeah.
He have done too much. He woke us up. We should start praising him now. We shouldn't even go down without praising him just because he did that, because he didn't have to do it. Yes, sir. Somebody can walk. Somebody can talk. Somebody can breathe. If I ain't got down your street yet, you just keep holding on. Somebody can wave their hand.
Mm-hmm.
All this hard. Somebody got jobs with this. somebody ain't got no job. And he still provides.
Mm-hmm.
I know God is
still provides.
Give him the great praise. Give him praise. So if you shut up, it might hit the one. But if you shut up, it might wait.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be quiet. Let me be quiet. Yes,
Man. Beautiful lesson. Beautiful lesson. I felt like took me back with, you know, we would have Sunday school, and after Sunday school we would have general assembly. All the classes, they come together and little kids, they say what they got out of the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
That they and God bless me, he let me hear something as you were teaching. Said he spoke it, so I don't, and he went in detail with it. He said, "Let the old man die."
Yes, sir.
Let the old man die, and so that's for the beginner. They let the old man die, you know, and this is baptism, you know, we bury it with him, so we let the old man die, and don't try to give the old man life. You know, when somebody die or pass, they give up CPR, they trying to bring them back, they trying to sustain it, but just let that thing die. Don't give it no life, and then we can be raised to walk in the newness of life, and even for those that been on the journey. Yeah, you know, when he take you up to somewhere to a higher level, the former things, let them go. He trying to advance us. You know, he trying to move us up, but some they can't they can't go to that next level because they got too much luggage. They got too much things holding them down. Let that old thing die so God may, you know, some move in tradition instead of the reality of God. But let those old things die. That He want to show us so much. But we get caught where we are, you know, well, this is where I am and this is all. But don't decide what God's will is for you. Let Him tell you. Yeah,
wow.
I thank God for how He blessed this morning. That's a beautiful lesson. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to let it pass without saying thank you. You know, I don't want to go everything over everything because He gave some in every scripture you read. God bless them. So I thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bless me to open it up and listen to the Holy Ghost as you taught. I want to tell God thank you because I don't want to close my mind up. So however He want to bless and however He want to enlighten, I want to stay open. I want us all to stay open that He may bless us in abundance. So I want to thank God for that. Thank you for the message, the messenger, the gathering, the coming together, the reason, how He come in, He allowed this Holy Spirit to just flow. I want to thank Him for that. I don't want to never take God for granted like it just always going to happen. But every time you do it, I want to tell Him thank you. I want to acknowledge Him every time He's in the room. I want to acknowledge Him when He's in the room. Every time He allows His Spirit to dwell among us, I want to acknowledge it. We acknowledge everything else. But when we come to God, we drag our feet. But I don't want to be like that. I want to acknowledge every time. I don't care who God used, but just use us, Lord.
Yeah.
That we may be better for thee. In the name of Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you, and I love you. Rembrandt, thank you for letting God use you, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you for, you know, just being open to Him, you know.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the listeners that decided to turn their ear this way and open up to God. Thank you for being a part of God's plan, you know. Not just only the radio broadcast, but God's plan. Thank you, Jesus. God's plan. Thank you. I love every listener. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God this morning. Rembrandt, I thank you for letting the Lord use you.
Mm-hmm.
I was, again, you probably heard me say once before, when I was young, I got baptized. Then when I got saved, I was baptized. But it still wasn't explained to me like you've explained it since I've been on God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
They baptize you. You don't understand a lot of stuff. But I understand today. And I am going to get baptized again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get, preferably before the end of the year. Preferably because I understand now. And one of those scriptures, when you said He got baptized, in order to really see the kingdom, it's not just getting baptized, but know why you're getting baptized.
There you go.
Now I know why I'm getting baptized.
There you go.
It's not just a formality to me. It's not just a formality to me now. And that's why He was preaching. You don't get the Holy Ghost if you don't get baptized.
It's what
I learned from you today. It's what I learned from you. Because you're crossing out from one kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And I understand it. And so I'm relating everything you said to why I want to get baptized again.
God bless you, man.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's essential. It's essential. And I thank you this morning. I thank you. I was 28 28, 29. You know,
yes, sir.
Here I am wanting to do it again, but again, I know why. I know why.
Yes, thank you. Central, bro. Central.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know. That's what happened to Paul. Once he failed to understand the Holy Spirit, because he got touched, bro. And we started to see, the scripture says,
yeah,
he got baptized.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he didn't do that. When he got baptized, see, like you said, the Holy Ghost came in. The Bible says here, I love that part because look what he did. He had to grind the tail of somebody.
That's right, man. That's right.
You know, the peace, man. Yes, thank God for the word, for the revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it.
Revelation of his word.
Yeah. Yes, still revealing.
It was another thing God gave me. Again, if y'all mind, I'm going to repeat it again. Please.
Go ahead.
I want to repeat it because people get hung up in their past, man. People get people in their past too much, man. Watch this.
Yeah.
And you have to fight. God will fight somebody. Get somebody to fight for you. That's what he did for Paul.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to listen to Paul. They're not going to hear Paul. To balance it. They won't go here. They wasn't. And to Bolivar stepped in and said, no, man, this brother,
mm-hmm.
he preached that bad.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he spoke today. I really believe he
mm-hmm.
did. And my brothers, you know, we often do this. We lend it and we ask you, you know, and we extend it. You know, we ask you, you want to come in, you know, it's here, you know, salvation. We believe God is here. We believe the Holy Spirit is here. We'll pray for you. We'll pray with you. You know, we hold your hand. Why you even testify? You know,
praise the Lord.
You can hit the one button, you know. You know, I know you hear the same voices here lately. But I thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for the words that went up. It didn't go in vain. It reached out. Now, I love us, even my brothers and sisters, because even the ones been on the battlefield for a while, don't mind testifying about how I've learned, how I've got some out of something. And I learned that in a short time ago that you got to come in expecting something. You know,
that's it.
And you will receive something, you know.
Thank you, Lord.
So we thank God for the opportunity of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the beautiful lesson that he did, you know, and he presented today, you know, and God's strength us to be here tomorrow. We'll try to do this thing again tomorrow. You know, we love y'all. We thank y'all. We ask y'all keep us in prayer, you know.
Today
is Tuesday. If you ain't doing nothing, you ain't busy like me sometimes, they have a spiritual hour later on, you know. Brother D, Tim, Sister Marion, and Brother Dog, sometimes we ain't busy, we get on there, you know. But we ask, you know, you can't say you can't get enough spiritual. Because we try to do it on all levels, you know, allow God to speak to us. So come to Jesus. You know, maybe it might not be a desire. You might want to do on that platform there. Let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Harden not your heart. Harden not your heart the day you hear God's
voice.
Mm-hmm. Harden
not it. Yeah.
You know, this ain't no church. Let me tell you something. Anytime we come assembling together, we're assembling together as a form of a church. But we are the body.
Mm-hmm.
We are the temple. So I ask you, in the name of Jesus, what crown are you trying to wear?
Mm-hmm.
What crown are you trying to wear? What crown are you trying to wear?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm gonna see his face.
Brother, if no one else desire to.
Come on with it, bro.
Okay, praise the Lord. Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, Father. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to once again come unto you. Oh, Father God, with our supplications, with our open heart, with our open cup before you, Father. Thank you, Father God, for what you have done for us, Father. Thank you, Father God, for even allowing us to be in that presence, Father. We count it as a privilege, as a blessing that you come in and you are the Word, and then you speak the Word to us. We say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We would never want to take you for granted, Father, but thank you for abiding with us, Father God, and allowing us, Father God, giving us strength, giving us the effort, Father God, to do your will. We say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Those things that you have taught us, those things that you allow to be spoken, Father God, we ask you allow them to go forth and bless that heart, that open heart unto you, Father God. Bless that, nourish that seed that you allow to be planted, Father God. We ask that heart be acceptable, Father God. And those that are you allow to hear, Father God, bless us to carry these things in which you have taught us. Take them abroad, Father God, that we still made sure, dying world, that you yet live, Father. We say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we ask protection, Father God, from the fiery darts, from the evil, from the evil day that could be even in the next hour, Father. We ask protection from those evil spirits that would buffet us, but bless us to keep strong and stand on your word and keep marching on, Father. We say thank you. We love you, Father. We love you. We thank you, Father God. We pray for those maybe in bereavement right now. Bless that heart, Father. Oh, Father God, we just read in your word, Father God, how it's better, Father God, for us to be going to the house of the mournful, Father God, for we realize, Father God, the things with when we've done all that you would have for us to do in this life, it's not the end of the story. So we say, thank you, Father God. Bless us to be a comfort to those that need you, Father God. Bless us, Father God, that we may bless you back, Father God, by doing your will, by helping us finish the work that you have started, even started within us. We said, we love you, we love you, we love you, and we thank you, Father God. Bless those that may be traveling, Father God, that may be driving on the dangerous highways and byways. Check them that they may make it safely to their destination, Father God, even through work or through pleasure, Father God. Protect them in Jesus' name. We ask this, Father God. We pray for those that are yet desiring healing, even healing of the spirit, oh, and healing of the body. But most of all, we pray for that spirit, that soul, Father God, that is eternal. Bless them, Father God. Bless us to get it right, that we may come home with thee, Father God. Bless us on this side, Father God. Oh, Father, teach us, continue to teach us, and we will be taught. Oh, Father God, bless us to remain humble, Father God, as you elevate us in you, Father God. Bless us to remain humble, Father God, that we may be that light unto this world. Again, I say, bless us, Father, that we may be that light, oh, hallelujah, to this world, not for vain glory, but for your glory. In the Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, thank you for you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you for the divine Trinity. We say thank you. Thank you for the family of Elohim, Father God. And, Father God, we pray that this thing has been pleasing in thy sight. In Jesus' name, we do ask it all. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God has licked me.
fix my clouds with his bright sunshine. Oh, this is a rough and rocky road I'm on. I know, I know, it's my boat so hard. And I know I'm blessed. Oh, better than blessed. God, the Father above me,
mm-hmm.
and I've got his Son.